What do you do if the villain you're running from is really in your mind? You are about to listen to an immersive audiobook podcast that will take you into a never-before-seen superhero universe. Kai Cooper has an incredible secret power. He can teleport or jump anywhere in the world that he pictures in his head. But his power comes at a cost. Wicked voices from his troubled past haunt him more and more with every jump. His only reprieve from the pain of his past is his love and partner, Olivia. Olivia convinces Kai to use his power for good and save a kidnapped woman. However, when Kai's powers are exposed, a simple rescue plan turns into a game of cat and mouse with one of the city's most dangerous criminals. If that wasn't enough, Kai's dark and mysterious past chases them down with every passing second, threatening to destroy everything worth fighting for. Will Kai be able to overcome the monsters of his past and become a true hero? Or will he become the villain he's feared all along? This is The Light Jumper, a Kai Cooper adventure. Read unabridged by the author Kyle Bullock, with additional voice acting by Alandris Pond. Hit subscribe now to follow Kai's adventure. And stay tuned for a sneak peek scene from The Light Jumper.
As the waiter disappeared into the back to run the tab, Kai turned his attention back to the street and did an immediate double take. On the other side of the glass were two bald Hispanic men with tattoos covering their heads and faces. They were staring directly at Kai, only glancing for a moment at their phone as if to cross-check him with the picture they had. Kai felt his heart start to beat out of control. His palms were sweaty, and his fingers began to tremble. "I need to go to the bathroom," Olivia announced as she got up from the table.
"Wait," Kai said, trying to stop her. "The check is coming back. We can go somewhere else."
Olivia laughed.
"Kai, a bathroom is a bathroom. And there is one right there. I won't be long."
She started toward the middle of the restaurant where the bathrooms were located. About that time, the waiter came by with Kai's check and debit card. Kai frantically scribbled an initial on the receipt and handed it back to the waiter. Outside the restaurant, only one of the goons remained, staring directly at Kai like a hawk. At the front of the restaurant, the other goon had made his way in and started sauntering toward Kai's table. Kai did the math. In between he and the goon were the bathrooms. If he could just get to them nonchalantly, he could grab Olivia and they could jump out of there to safety. Kai shot up from the table and started making his way toward the bathrooms. As he picked up the pace, he noticed the goon did too. Suddenly, Kai snuck a dinner knife off of a table and concealed it in his hand, just in case it came to it. Unfortunately, the goon noticed and started toward Kai faster, lifting his shirt up to reveal the handle of a pistol. Kai hunkered down low and made himself ready to lunge. Suddenly, the window looking out at the street shattered, and a deafening gunshot rang out. The goon on the road made the first move and fired three shots in succession at Kai. Kai hit the ground and hid under a table as the bullets whizzed past overhead. The other goon suddenly turned and started toward the bathrooms. Kai panicked and dropped the knife. He started to get up, teleported himself to the right of the bathroom doors, tackling the thug there to the ground. Kai underestimated the man's size. The man grappled Kai down to the ground, grabbing Kai's shoulder and slamming him into the tile. The wind got knocked entirely out of Kai, and he cowered on the floor, struggling to catch his breath. Just then, the bathroom door opened up.
"Kai?"
Olivia shrieked. As she did, the goon jumped toward her and grabbed her by the shoulders, wrestling her into submission. Kai started up, reaching for Olivia's hand that was just out of reach. Bullets shot past him again. The goon from the street had made his way inside with his gun trained directly on Kai. The next shot was going to count.
Kai!
Olivia screamed, drawing his attention to the thug. Kai winced and jumped himself directly behind the shooter. With what energy he had left, he plummeted down on the guy, dragging him to the ground. The gun went rolling across the floor, and the two scrambled to get up. They threw punches and shoves as they both went for the weapon. Kai was too slow. The thug picked up the gun and turned to shoot, but Kai was gone. He had jumped onto the other side of the man again. This time, Kai grabbed a serving platter, raised it over his head, and brought it down on the man. The tray let out an audible tang as the man crumpled under the blow of it. Olivia shrieked again. The other goon was dragging her out the front of the restaurant onto the street, where a white sedan sat at the ready. The passenger door swung wide open.
Olivia!
Kai shouted as he raced toward the door. He gave himself a head start by jumping himself halfway across the restaurant. The other patrons were cowering under their tables, one of them shouting into their cell phone. No doubt the police were already on their way. Kai reached the sidewalk just as the goon tossed Olivia in the front passenger seat and closed the door. Kai did his best to stop the guy. He was just too small against the brute to make much impact. However, he did manage to throw the guy off kilter and send him stumbling to the ground. The thug lifted himself up partially from the ground and swung a fist hard into Kai's face, bringing Kai down once again. Dazed, Kai tried to get back up. The world was blurry. His head was pounding. Lights from the passing cars were blinding. He managed to wake up just enough to see the man get in the car and the car speed away. Kai stumbled onto the street, oblivious to the traffic sailing up behind him. They had his girlfriend. That was all he could think about. He took a breath, gained some composure, and balled up his fist. His eyes were set on the white sedan speeding away down the street with his girlfriend.
If you enjoyed this adventure, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. And if you would like to own a piece of this Kai Cooper adventure, you can purchase the Light Jumper book with original illustrations by artist Nicholas Featherstone on Amazon. Available in paperback and on Kindle. You can follow the author on Twitter at KYRYBullock.